فوري حديث إن شاء الله. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، I welcome all of you, barakallahu feekum, and we continue our classes as tonight the Furi Hadith Sharh al-Arba'een al-Nawawiyyah. Our beloved Shaykh, Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, hafidhahullahu ta'ala. We didn't have this class last Sunday. Alhamdulillah, we have our beloved Shaykh with us, Shaykh Hassan bin Abdul Wahhab al-Banna, hafidhahullahu wa jazahullahu khaira. Tayyib, who will remind me where do we stop at? We're still with the second hadith, hadith Jibreel. Somebody remember where we stopped at? طيب لا بأس. حج الصيام، حج جزاك الله خير. أي نعم، هو كذلك بدأنا. أي نعم جزاك الله خير، وكذلك قال ثم سأله عن الإيمان. Now this is the hadith that is narrated to us by Umar رضي الله عنه, in which Jibreel alayhi salam came in the form of a man, a human being. And he sat in front of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he began to ask some questions. The first question, we finish with it, because he asked him, what is Islam? أخبرني عن الإسلام. Alhamdulillah, we finished the explanation, reading to you the explanation of Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, حضر تعالى. السؤال الثاني ساجد. Sajid. Jibreel, he asked another question after أخبرني عن الإسلام. You remember what was that question?
What is Iman?
أخبرني عن الإيمان. What is Iman? What is faith? طيب. جزاك الله خير. So now he, because Jibreel عليه السلام, he asked questions. And I'm going to ask you some questions. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahimahu wa ta'ala, he used to ask questions, but not anybody. If he see like somebody is dozing off or went someone else, Shaykh al-Uthaymeen says, what did I just say now? Allahu Akbar. And then, if a person, you find the people two types. Some people, they know why the Shaykh said that. And then they say, Jazakallah khair, Shaykh. I wasn't here. Barakallahu feek for the reminder. Some other people, they want to give the Shaykh anything. Then the Shaykh, subhanAllah, ya akhi. No, that's not what I said. Allahu Akbar. Shaykh said, I said that 5 minutes ago. You've been away for 5 minutes? SubhanAllah. 5 minutes. And you're not here, so you missed a lot. طيب. ثم سأله عن الإيمان فقال أخبرني عن الإيمان. Then Jibreel عليه السلام, he asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم about إيمان. He says, inform me about إيمان. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر وتؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره. Our beloved Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم gave an answer to Jibreel عليه السلام that إيمان is that you believe in Allah and in His angels and in His books, and in His messengers, and in the last day, and that you believe in the Qadr, the preordained decree of Allah, the decree, it's good and it's bad. Now, في الشرح قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان فالإيمان هو هذه الأركان الباطنة. Iman is this hidden pillars. These are unlike the Salat people, they see you pray. But you believe in the angels. Does somebody see that? Nice, they don't see it. It's hidden. These are pillars, but they're hidden. It's in your heart. Okay? وهو في اللغة يعني الإيمان لغة التصديق الجازم الذي لا يعتريه شك. Now the Sheikh has given us a definition of Iman first. Linguistically in Arabic, Iman is total and absolute affirmation without the slightest doubt. You know it. Alright? And therefore you see the mistake of some of us when we have doubt about something and say, I believe it is that, right or wrong. Some people, they don't know, they say, I believe. They have doubt. No, if you have a doubt, there's not a belief. And me and one of brothers, we called one of the mashayikh, his name is Sheikh Muhammad bin Ramzan al-Hajiri, hafidhahullah. And the Sheikh, he asked us some questions. And the brother, he answered a question. He was asking a certain question about here, the da'wah. The Sheikh, he says, you're sure? The brother, he says, I believe, I'm not sure, but I believe. He says, if you don't not sure, so you know believe. He says, don't you know what believe mean? Believe that you know it. It's total affirmation without any doubt. Alright? وَأَمَّا فِي الشَّرْعِ. Now as the definition of Iman in the legislation, فَهُوَ قَوْلٌ بِاللِّسَانِ وَاعْتِقَادٌ بِالْقَلْبِ وَعَمَلٌ بِالْجَوَارِحِ يَزِيدُ بِالطَّاعَ وَيَنْقُسُ بِالْمَعْصِيَةِ. In the legislation, it is statement of the tongue, belief and conviction in the heart, and actions of the limbs. Statement by the tongue, belief and conviction in the heart, actions of the limbs. And it increases with obedience and decreases with disobedience. And this was taken, you can find the same definition in Al-Aqidah al-Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. And also the book Lum'at al-A'tiqad, also Majmu' al-Fatawa, and also Ijtima' al-Juyus al-Islamiyya. قال الشيخ صالح حفظه الله: هذا هو الإيمان عند أهل السنة والجماعة خلافا للمرجئة. He says, this is the تعريف and definition of Iman with أهل السنة والجماعة. أهل السنة والجماعة, they follow the texts from the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, with the understanding of سلف الأمة, the Sahaba رضوان الله عليهم in the first place. Sahaba in the first place. So this is the Iman. If somebody asks you what is Iman, what is the ta'rif of Iman, what you say? You say قول باللسان is the statements of the tongue, واعتقاد القلب, the belief in the heart, وعمل الجوارح, and the actions of the limbs, the bodily parts. يزيد بالطاعة increases with obedience, وينقص بالمعصية, and it decreases through disobedience, of course through what Allah has commanded and or what His Messenger ﷺ commanded. He says this is the definition of Iman with Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, meaning this is the right definition, this is the correct definition of Iman. خِلَافًا لِلْمُرْجِئَةِ, as opposed to the Murji'ah. The Murji'ah, they have another definition of Iman. Who are the Murji'ah? المُرْجِئَةِ قِيلَ مِنَ الْإِرْجَابِ أي مِنَ التَّأْخِيرِ. The Murji'ah, this is a deviant group. You remember the Prophet ﷺ, he informed us that this Ummah will split into 73 sects, all of them in the hellfire except one. All of them are wrong except one that is upon the haqq and the truth. Al-Firqa al-Najiyah, the saved sect. Al-Ta'if al-Mansura, the aided group. Ahlul Hadith, those who hold on to the narrations. Al-Salafiyun, those who follow the way of the Salafu Salih. Ahlul Athar, those who adhere to the narrations. Okay, all of these are there. Different names, but they are names to one group. That saved sect that the Prophet ﷺ has informed us about. And then there is divine groups. One of them is the Murji'ah. They were given this name, it is taken from Irja'. Irja' is like when you let something, you know, you want to deal with it later on. Arjihi. Arjih wa akhah. Like Fir'aun said about Musa and Harun. Arjih wa akhah. Meaning, we will deal with them later on. من التأخير لأنهم أخروا العمل عن مسمى الإيمان. They were given this name, why? Because they say, the Murji'ah, they say actions are not part of Iman. Not part of Iman. If you pray, don't pray, Hajj, no Hajj, fast, no fast, it's all the same, you're still a believer. And then even them, the Murji'ah, they have the extreme of them, they say, just the heart. As long as you believe, that's all you need. وَعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. So then they say that actions are not part of Iman. Okay, and this is wrong. وَقِيلَ مِنَ الرَّجَاءِ لِأَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ لَا يَدُرُّ مَعَ الْإِيمَانِ مَعْصِيَةً كَمَا لَا يَنْفَعُ مَعَ الْكُفْرِ طَاعَةً. And also, it was said also that Murji'ah, they were taken from Raja, hope. Raja is hope. Meaning, if a person a believer, he's a believer. Doesn't matter. The sins that that person commit and fall into, doesn't matter. That person continue to be a believer. Complete in Iman, wa'iyadu billah. وَهُمْ فِرَقٌ شَتَّى. And they are many groups. Okay, even the Murji'ah himself, they split. The Murji'ah is one of the main deviant groups, but also themselves, they branch off to many other deviant groups. What this Murji'ah they say? They say, الإيمان هو التصديق بالقلب أو التصديق بالقلب والنطق باللسان فقط ولا يدخل العمل فيه. The Murji'ah, they say Iman is when a person believes in the heart, that's it. And also they say, from them who say, that you believe in the heart and say it with your tongue. That's it. Say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's it. That's all what he means. So therefore, with the Murji'ah, actions are not part of Iman. They're not part of Iman, they say. And we just want to mention something as a clarification that, subhanAllah, some of the people, they say that الشيخ الألباني رحمه الله تعالى العالم السلفي المحدث. And they say some people, some little guys, they came after his death because they didn't have the nerve nor the courage to say it when he was alive. After he died, they say, oh, guess what? Albani was a murji. والعياذ بالله. والعياذ بالله. And then when you hear the Sheikh's statements and classes and his books, he constantly, his aqidah is the aqidah of the Salaf. Of course, alhamdulillah, many ulama, they refuted those people. One of them is Sheikh ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala. Sheikh ibn Uthaymeen, because he died after Sheikh al-Albani, not even maybe a year or a little bit more than a year or less even. It wasn't much between them. And he was asked, Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, he was asked, they say, Ya Sheikh, some people they say that Imam al-Albani was a murji upon the way of the murji'ah. Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen has a very concise definition, actually answer. He says, those who say this about Albani, whether they don't know what irja is, or they don't know who Albani is. That's if they say he's a murji, whether they don't know what the murji'ah is, or if they know they don't know Albani. Allahu Akbar. meaning that the Shaykh he was not, but his aqidah was aqidah of his salaf. Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, he says, هذا قول مردود. This statement of the Murji'ah and their belief about the Iman is rejected. Can accept it, and therefore we cannot act upon this. فلا بد من العمل ولا يكون الإنسان مؤمنا بدون العمل. Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan says, actions is a must in Iman. A person is not considered a believer without actions. Of course, righteous actions, not any actions. حتى ولو صدق بقلبه ولو نطق بلسانه ولم يقم بالعمل وليس له عذر يمنعه منه فليس بمؤمن. Shaykh says, even if a person believe in his heart, he has belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Islam, in the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said that with his tongue, that he believed in Allah and in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be the messenger of Allah, but he didn't act, he didn't follow what Allah commands and what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam command, and he doesn't have an excuse. Not having a valid excuse for not doing those actions, he is not a believer. That person is not a believer. لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى ذكر الإيمان مقرونا بالعمل في كثير من الآيات. لأن الله تعالى سجد. Give me the noble Quran, بارك الله. Noble Quran. لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى ذكر الإيمان جزاك الله خير مقرونا بالعمل في كثير من الآيات ولم يقتصر على ذكر الإيمان فقط. شيخ صالح الفوزان, look at the علماء of أهل السنة. They bring you something, but they bring you آيات and أحاديث. And that's what the Shaykh Hassan بن عبد الوهاب البنا حفظه تعالى was saying. He says, we don't bring this from ourselves, me and my brothers, but rather it's what Allah says and what the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم says, what the Sahaba they were upon. Here is Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, حفظه الله تعالى, he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he mentioned Iman, he coupled it with actions in many ayats in the Quran. Many ayats. Allah didn't just mention the Iman by itself, but rather coupled with actions. For instance, he mentioned the ayat number 2 to number 4 in Surah Al-Anfal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ شفت إنما المؤمنون من the believers من إيمان إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون وعلى ربهم يتوكلون الذين يقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون أولئك هم المؤمنون حقا جزاك الله خير. In Surah Al-Anfal chapter 8 verse 2 through 4, the believers are only those who, when Allah is mentioned, feel a fear in their hearts, and when his verses, this Quran, are recited to them, they, meaning these verses, increase their faith and they put their trust in their Lord alone. Who perform, meaning the believers. The believers are only those who perform the prayers, actions, see? And spend out of what we have provided for them, actions. It is they who are the believers in truth, the true believers. For them are grades of dignity with their Lord and forgiveness and a generous provision, paradise. In Surah Al-Hujurat, تريد أن تساعد؟ تريد أن تساعد؟ You want to help?
Yes.
ذاك الله. لا نحرمك الأجر. We don't deprive you from good, inshallah. وتعاونوا على البر والتقوى. أحسنت. Surah Al-Hujurat, chapter 49, verse 15. طيب. شيخي mentioned also the ayah 15 in Surah Al-Hujurat. قال الله تعالى إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله ثم لم يرتابوا وجاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم في سبيل الله أولئك هم الصادقون. أولئك هم الصادقون. Only those who are the believers who have believed in Allah and His Messenger. See, they believed. Heart. And afterward, doubt not. They didn't have no doubt. But strive with their wealth and their lives for the cause of Allah. Actions. Those, they are the truthful. They are the truthful. وفي الحديث. الحديث يا شيخ. الحديث. وفي الحديث أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الإيمان بضع وسبعون أو بضع وستون شعبة فأفضلها قول لا إله إلا الله وأدناها إماطة الأذى عن الطريق والحياء شعبة من الإيمان. الحديث أخرجه البخاري ومسلم رحمهم الله من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه. Then the Sheikh, you mentioned another proof. See? Proof from the Quran, proof from the Sunnah. هذه علامة واضحة لأهل السنة والجماعة. This is a clear sign and characteristics of the scholars of أهل السنة والجماعة. As opposed, or as for those who oppose the way of the Salaf al-Salih, doesn't matter, Ikhwani, Sufi, Sururi, Khawari, Shia, they come from their own mind. Because one of the ulama, he says, لما أعيتهم السنة, since it was difficult for them to memorize the Sunnah, the Ahadith. That's not easy, Akhwan. You have to have some sincerity, and tawfiq is from Allah. But many groups, they use Islam as an umbrella to achieve their whatever they want, what they're there for. Some are there for the money. They're like, listen, we got money, how am I going to get money? More people, more money, let's do it. And they do it. Some people, they're there in politics. They want to get to the parliament, they want to get the government. How are they going to do it? We at least try Islam. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. But Ahlul Sunnah, alhamdulillah, that's their main characteristic. When they speak in the deen of Allah, Allah says, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says. I won't bring just stories or what happened in the news. I was in a bus and this old man next to me shared with me some wisdom. MashaAllah, but this is what you're going to apply to the deen? That's how these people are going to know the religion, from stories and the buses and coffee shops and barber shop? No. الدين قال الله وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الصحابة أولو العرفان. The deen is Allah says, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم says, the Sahaba, that's what they were upon. That's the religion of Allah. That's the deen. That's why he brought now, after the ayats from the Quran, he brought a hadith. And this hadith is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim. In Sahih al-Bukhari is hadith number 9. And Sahih Muslim, hadith 35. As I'm reading from the notes. From the author, on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-Iman bid'un wa sab'una, aw bid'un wa sittuna shu'bah. Iman is some 60 or 70 branches, is some 60 and some branches, in the 60s or the 70s, branches. The best of it is the statement of La ilaha illallah. The highest level of these branches of Iman is La ilaha illallah. أكثروا من La ilaha illallah, لكن بمعرفة معناها. You gotta say La ilaha illallah more often, knowing what it means. Exactly, and act upon it. وَأَدْنَاهَا إِمَاتَةُ الْأَذَىٰ عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ. The lowest, you know. JazakAllah khair. And the lowest of these branches of Iman, in virtue, is when you remove harmful objects from the road. That's from Iman too. You're coming on a sidewalk, in the road you see branch, you see a screw, you see a nail, you see broken something, if you can change it, remove it, it's good for you. That's from Iman. It's from Iman. شيخ عبد المحسن العباد والشيء أبو شيء يذكر. شيخ عبد المحسن العباد حفظه الله تعالى in one of his classes in the Haram when he was explaining the book of Shaykh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab رحمه الله آداب المشي إلى الصلاة, the etiquettes of walking towards the masjid. A very nice book. And he elaborate on this. Those people who come early to the masjid, they have a lot of benefits. And one of those benefits is this one here. Since they the first one that come on that path, what they gonna do? If there is any harm in that path, what they do? They remove it. The one who came after them, I said, he can't get that one. Allahu Akbar. He can't get that one because that person preceded him and he removed it. So see, as the benefits of coming early to the masjid. Allahu Akbar. But sometimes in some areas, person come late after the iqama been called and still remove harmful stuff from the road. Allahu Akbar. والحياء شعبة من الإيمان. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, حياء, to be shy, modest. MashaAllah, it's a branch of إيمان يا أخوان. It's a branch of إيمان. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله, هذا الحديث فيه أن الإيمان قول وعمل واعتقاد. He says, we take from this hadith here that إيمان is statement, actions and belief. In this iman, in this hadith. All right. Who can break it down? Bring me in the from the hadith. What is that is considered actions or statements or belief? Naam Abdul Jabbar. Ahsant. Naam. Somebody else. Actions. Sajid. أحسنت وكذلك نعم أي القلب the heart نعم حياء أحسنت وكذلك ما شاء الله بارك الله فيك. So you guys paying attention. الله أكبر. جزاكم الله خير. الحمد لله. جزاكم الله خير. The Sheikh says that because when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says أفضلها قول لا إله إلا الله, the best of these branches is the statement لا إله إلا الله. هذا قول باللسان. So this is a statement with the tongue. As for the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم statement وأدناها إماطة الأذى عن الطريق, the lowest of these branches in reward ascribed for them is that removal of harmful objects from the road. وهذا عمل. This is the action. You do it. والحياء شعبة من الإيمان. The statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, حياء, to be shy, is a branch of إيمان. هذا في القلب. Where is the حياء is? It's in the heart. فدل على أن الإيمان يتكون من هذه الأمور الثلاثة. شيخ صالح الفوزان, he says, this hadith is a proof that إيمان, faith, is comprised of these three things. Belief in the heart, statement with the tongue, and actions of the limbs. فمن ترك العمل نهائيا ولم يعمل مع قدرتي على ذلك وإمكانية العمل فإنه ليس بمؤمن. Sheikh says, if someone is not doing any actions, period, while having the ability to do those actions of worship, he's not a believer. This person is not a believer. أما من ترك بعد العمل he says, as for someone who may leave off some actions, he does some actions but he doesn't others, فهذا قد يكون كافرا وقد يكون نقص الإيمان. This person, he may be a disbeliever or deficient in his iman. So the first one who doesn't do no action, he's ليس بمؤمن, he's a disbeliever. But the one who does some actions and leave off some other actions, the Shaykh said, this person, based on those things, he may be a disbeliever, or if he still have iman, he's deficient in his iman. And the Shaykh, he gives tafsir, he gives some details. قال فإذا ترك الصلاة فهو كافر كما في الأحاديث والآيات. If from those actions that he lived off is salat, if a person not praying, he's a kafir, a disbeliever. That is, it is mentioned in the ahadith and the ayat. أما إذا ترك شيئا من الأعمال غير الصلاة فإنه يكون مؤمنا ناقص الإيمان كأصحاب الكبائر التي دون الشرك. But if a person leave off some actions that are other than the salat, he prays, the person pray, but he doesn't do some other things, he is still a believer, but deficient in his belief, deficient in his iman, and he fall into the category of the people of major sins, the people who fall into the kaba'ir, major sins, that they are less than shirk. Those kaba'ir are less than shirk. قال الشيخ صالح حفظه الله ولا بد من اجتماع الإسلام في الظاهر والإيمان في الباطن. Now he mentions something very important. Remember, because before this, the Shaykh explained the Islam. Because Jibril alayhi salam, the first question he says, أخبرني عن الإسلام. Inform me about Islam. What is the reality of Islam? Now in the second question, what is Iman? أخبرني عن الإيمان. Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, حفظه وتعالى, he says, these two has to work together. Islam and Iman. Islam, outwardly. The things that you do, they are apparent, manifested in front of the people. Iman is the hidden and concealed actions. فمن اقتصر على الإسلام فقط دون الإيمان فهو منافق. Look now. He says, Islam, because the Shaykh is going to mention later on these two terms, Islam and Iman. If they are mentioned separately, just Islam mentioned by itself in an ayah and a hadith, it includes Iman. Okay? And likewise, if Iman mentioned is mentioned in one ayah or in a hadith by itself, it includes Islam. But if they are mentioned both in one ayah or one hadith, Islam means those actions that are done, manifested openly, like salat, hajj, and the like. And iman deals with, means the actions of the heart. Those are concealed and hidden. That's why the Shaykh says Islam and iman has to come together. Because if a person fulfill only the meaning of Islam without Iman, he's a hypocrite. And he gave an example. فَإِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ أَسْلَمُوا فِي الظَّاهِرِ. He says the hypocrites in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, they manifested Islam. Openly, they manifested Islam. وَصَارُوا يَصُومُونَ. These hypocrites, they fasted. وَيُصَلُّونَ وَيَعْمَلُونَ أَرْكَانِ الْإِسْلَامِ. And they prayed with the Muslims, alhamdulillah. They prayed behind the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they established the pillars of Islam. لكن ليس في قلوبهم إيمان والعياذ بالله. But with that, all of this, they have no Iman in their hearts. They didn't have Iman and faith in their hearts. فلهذا فهم في الدرك الأسفل من النار. For this reason, they're gonna be in the lowest level of the hellfire والعياذ بالله. Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. The hypocrites will be in the lowest level of the hellfire. The Shaykh given the other example. وَكَذَلِكَ مَنْ آمَنَ بِقَلْبِهِ وَلَمْ يَمْتَتِلْ بِجَوَارِحِهِ وَلَمْ يَنْتِقْ بِالشَّهَادَتَيْنِ فَإِنَّهُ لَيْسَ بِمُؤْمِنِ. Says likewise, if someone believe in his heart, but he does not comply with his limbs, and he didn't say the shahada, he didn't say ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, how would you know that a person is a Muslim? He don't pray, don't fast, no hajj, but in his heart, he's, how would me and you, how would we know that he believe in Allah and that the Muhammad is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he never said it and he didn't do no actions? طيب فإنه ليس بمؤمن. The Shaykh is not a believer. لأن الإيمان بالقلب فقط لا يكفي. It says because having believed in the heart alone is not enough. وإنما الإيمان بالقلب هو أحد دعائم الإيمان. Keep in mind that having belief in the heart is one of the main pillars of iman. ولا بد من النطق باللسان والعمل بالجوارح, but it's a must that a person utter that with his tongue and prove it to actions, true righteous actions. قال وإلا فإن المشركين يؤمنون بقلوبهم. He says, keep in mind, the polytheists, the idol worshippers, they believe with their hearts. They believed. اليهود والنصارى يؤمنون بقلوبهم بصحة رسالة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ويصدقونه في قلوبهم, لكن ينكر هذا في ظاهرهم. He says, the Jews and the Christians, in their hearts, they believe and they know that the message of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is true. They know. But they deny it. You know, in front of their people, and they deny it. And the ulama, they mention, and we mentioned that before, why they deny that? For many reasons. Hasad and envy, arrogance, or some of them, those who preach and teach their people, they don't want to tell them the truth because they will lose the people. And a lot of other things. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6, verse 33. قَدْ نَعْلَمُ إِنَّهُ لَيَحْزُنُكَ الَّذِي يَقُولُونَ قَدْ نَعْلَمُ إِنَّهُ لَيَحْزُنُكَ الَّذِي يَقُولُونَ فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يُكَذِّبُونَكَ ولكن الظالمين بآيات الله يجحدون. أي نعم. الأنعام يا شيخ. بارك الله فيك. عفوا. جزاك الله خير. قد نعلم الأنعام 6:33. We know indeed the grief which their words cause you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told them, they call him names. Some of us people just look at us and we get mad. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they call him all names, and he was patient, giving the da'wah. Can mix feelings with the da'wah. You want to call somebody to the Islam, to da'wah salafiyya, before you talk to anybody, talk to yourself. Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, he mentioned this. He has beautiful advice to the du'at. And the da'wah is not always behind the mic. You think like if you have a mic, you're calling, giving da'wah. We're giving da'wah regardless in this masjid. While we're driving, we're still giving da'wah. When you're shopping, you're giving da'wah. At work, you're giving da'wah. When you go to the dentist, you're giving da'wah. Especially if you look as a Muslim. If you have a thawb and a beard and have a taqiyya or a kufi, they know you're a Muslim, now they're looking at you. They're watching what you're going to say. That's a da'wah. A sister in niqab, khimar, she looks and she dressed as a Muslimah, she's an object of da'wah. It's not always you have a mic and a class and a flyer, no. Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen, he says, so before you talk to anybody, whether it's a non-Muslim, you want to call them to Islam, or they are a Muslim, but they are not upon the way of the Sunnah, they are on something else, you want to talk to them. He says, you got to have a conversation with yourself first. And tell yourself, okay, listen, I'm about to go and talk to this person. Why I'm doing it for? SubhanAllah. Why? Huh? You don't hear? He says, why are you doing this? If you're doing it for Allah and getting the reward from Allah, and you know that Allah is generous, then are you going to be bothered when somebody tell you names or call you or tell you this and that? If you really want the reward, doesn't matter. And I give you an example. Can you imagine if somebody has a father, a brother, has his father, and his father is stubborn, non-Muslim. But that brother, he doesn't have skills of giving da'wah. And maybe he thought, listen man, because I'm his son. He always look at me like I'm his son. He's not getting anything from me. But that brother have money, and he came to somebody and said, listen, I saw that you have some man, alhamdulillah, a little bit of knowledge. Listen, I give $1,000 a day. Just to spend like anywhere between half an hour to an hour with my father. Talk to him about Islam. He may call you names, he may whatever. But if he push you something, I give you extra money. But here is one thing, never ever talk back to my father. If you do that, contract is over. No more money. Okay, somebody really need money. What will he do? What that person would do about Amir?
Maybe
business. Man, he's gonna go and talk to that man. What the man said to him, you terrorist, you that, what he's gonna say? He smiles. He's gonna be patient, right or wrong? As long as he's cashing out, right? Now he's gonna tell the son, listen, I think your father needs a couple more hours a day. Right or wrong? Huh? Right or wrong? I think your father, half an hour, man, is not enough. You know, I can spend 10 hours with him. It's easy for me because that's $10,000. And that's way more than 1,000. And he may even like try something so that the father kick him, and because he know every punch is $5,000. He's like, yeah, you missed me, man. Give me again, another one. But then you're doing it for Allah, and all of a sudden we give up. Well, don't give up. You want to give up on your father, your mother? You know if they die upon that kufr, they go to the hellfire? Don't. The reward is great from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if they act upon that, Allahu Akbar. Those monks say that they have family members that go to the church. That, wasn't it better? Of course it is better. But how would you feel when you see your father next to you in the masjid, Allahu Akbar? He used to go to the church, now he's right next to you, or your brother, or your cousin, or somebody grow up with you in a neighborhood. He may not be your family, but a nice guy, man. You did played sport together, you went to the same school, you did stuff. But you know that that person, man, subhanAllah, he need to be on this side. And now you see him here, of course you're gonna be very happy. So here the Prophet ﷺ, Allah telling him, we know indeed the grief which their words cause you, O Muhammad ﷺ. It is not you that they deny, but it is the verses, the Quran of Allah, that the dhalimun, the polities and the wrongdoers deny. Here is Abu Talib, the Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, he brought two lines of poetry by Abu Talib. Who is Abu Talib? عم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. His uncle. What else you know about him?
He protected the messenger of someone during his prophet.
Before that, what did he do? Naam Sajid.
When it was a call, when Muhammad Islam's parents and his grandparents died, he took him in.
Ahsant. Took him in, meaning. Ahsant. He took care of him and he raised him. Now, when the Prophet ﷺ, the grandparents, grandfather, Abdul Muttalib, died, and the Prophet ﷺ was very young, his uncle, Abu Talib. And that's why Allah, the Mufassirun, they say that. They say, Allah says in Surah Al-Duha, أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى. You were an orphan, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide shelter for you and people that take good care of you. And Abu Talib, he took care of him for years, akhi. For years. Over 40 years. Took care of him. And even when the Prophet ﷺ and the companions and the Muslims in early stages of Islam, they were harmed, Abu Talib continued to give the himaya, the protection. Because the Arabs at that time, you know, they were divided into tribes. But some tribes are stronger than others. And also, the Arabs, even though they were upon shirk, but they had some good manners. Some good manners they had it that was still with them. If he give you his word, that's it. He won't break it. Until you tell him, listen, you know what? You don't have to. You don't have to worry about it anymore. And if somebody give protection to somebody, that's it. They can't do nothing with that person. Subhanallah. They have some good manners. But still, those good manners, they, as the ulama, they said they are from what remain from the religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam. But still, with shirk, it's not going to help them in anything. As you see now here in our times, you may know some non-Muslims have some good manners. Truthfulness, don't take a dime of you. But still, it's not going to help them. You help them only in this dunya. Talk nice to them, but then in the akhirah, it's not going to help them unless with Islam, with Tawheed, and with true Iman. Abu Talib, he spent his life and died upon shirk. But look what he says. Look. وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُ بِأَنَّ دِينَ مُحَمَّدٍ مِنْ خَيْرِ أَدْيَانِ الْبَرِيَّةِ دِينًا. Because he used to say poetry. And that was normal then. Almost everybody of them say poetry, you know, because they were on a high level of Arabic. There was no such thing Medina Book 1 or 2 or 3 then. That's for us. You know? Ajrumiya and all, Nahu. The rules of grammar, they weren't then. They speak it. The rules of grammar in their language. That's them. Actually, in the time of Ali radiallahu anhu, he was talking to one of the ulama of Arabic, Ibn al-Aswad al-Du'ali. And Ali radiallahu anhu, he was talking to him and telling him, listen, man, because in the time of Ali radiallahu anhu, a lot of people enter to Islam from different places. And in the Arabic language, now people, they talk in Arabic, but they're not talking the right Arabic. So Ali radiallahu anhu, he said, we're going to do something about this, man. We're going to save this Arabic. People have to speak the correct Arabic. And then Ali radiallahu anhu, he said to him, write this, that the speech of the Arabs is whether ism or fi'l or harf. And he gave him the definition that is now in Ajrumiyya. Alright? That's the history. As the history of Arabic is another topic for another time, maybe inshallah. So here, Afikum Barak, here he says, Abu Talib, he says, I know that this religion of Muhammad is the best religion ever. He know. That's his statement. It's the best religion. لولا الملامة أو حذار مسبة لرأيتني سمحا بذاك مبينا. What prevents him from being in this religion and being a Muslim? He says, he was afraid that the people talk bad about him. Pride, the pride that the Arab has. He knows that is the truth, is the best. He says, has it not been for he worried about, people talk bad about him. Are you left the religion of your forefathers? You're a leader and you live it? You follow your nephew? Nephew, there was nephew? Or cousin? Nephew? Stuff like this. He says, has it not been for this? Worried about the people may say something about me? I will be the first one. I will accept and embrace this religion. I will embrace this religion. Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, he says, فهو معترف بقلبه بأنه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So he recognized with his heart. With his heart, he knew. معترف. It's not like he assumed. معترف, meaning he knows with knowledge, with his heart, in his heart, that he is the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Not yet? Hold.
الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. شيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى, he says, Abu Talib, who died upon shirk, he knew, he recognized by his heart that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. وَأَنَّ دِينَهُ أَزْكَ أَدْيَانِ الْخَلِيقَةِ. Also he recognized and attest that the religion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best religion. لكن, however, see, لكن, منعه من التصريح بذلك والنطق بذلك مجاملة قومه. What prevents him from saying? Because if somebody knows something, he acts upon it. He does it. He said it, but he didn't. Why? He has to do something with his people.
Yeah.
Following his people. That's what prevents him from saying this. لو آمن بالرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم لتبرأ من دين قومه. Because this is how it is. If he believes in the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, now he has to free himself from the religion of his own people. وهو لا يريد هذا. He don't want to do that. He don't want this to happen. He don't want the people to know that he has forsaken the religion, that he forsook the religion of his people, which is shirk and idol worshippers. منعته النخوة الجاهلية والحمية الجاهلية من أن يصرح ويظهر ما في قلبه. Giving consideration to what the people may say about him, that's what prevents him from saying the haqq. What the people are going to say about me. People are always going to say something. This happens. Sometimes you find a brother, where thawba, what happened? You can't have a thawba and a kofi. People are going to look at me in the streets. People are going to look at you. What? You think they're going to go blind? People are going to continue to look at you. Just do what is pleasing to your Lord. Some women, yes, they say, we receive questions. I know the hijab is proper and is good for me, but I just can't do it. Why? What are the people going to say about me at school? What are the people going to say about me at work? What are people going to say about me when I go outside? Don't go outside. So we don't pay mind to what the people. One of the mashayikh, subhanAllah, he gave example. He said, subhanAllah, these people, man, you acting upon something that is pleasing to Allah and still worry about what some kuffar may think about you? Some kuffar, you know how they dress, right? Huh? They dress crazy. They don't care who look at them and who don't. But you're doing it to please Allah and to get the rewards from Allah, so why are you going to pay mind to what the people say about you? But see here, look, these things here, Abu Talib, that's why we don't say Rahimahullah. You know, because he died upon shirk, al-iyadu billah. What prevents him? Because he was thinking about what his people think about him. حَتَّى وَهُوَ فِي سَكَرَاتِ الْمَوْتِ يَقُولُ لَهُ الرَّسُولُ صَلَى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمْ يَا عَمِّ قُلْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Even when he was in an agony of death, at the moment of death, the Prophet ﷺ continued to call him to Islam. The ulama, they tell us from this, do not give up on anybody that you call into Islam. Don't give up until he die or you die. Don't give up. Continue to call them. Never say, man, I call him for 3 months, man. He wants the hellfire. Let it be. A'udhu billah. Can't have this attitude. Can't. The Prophet ﷺ, even in a time when his uncle is dying, he went to him and say, ya ammi, look, nicely. You also, you gotta be nice and kind. How are the people gonna listen to you? It's like once one brother called me a couple years ago, and he has a question. He says, his brother wants to know if he, what he did is right. He went to his father and he was talking to him about Islam this, but his father, he said something about Islam, and he said, you're nothing but stinky kafir, to his father. Yeah, subhanAllah. Can't do these things, man. You gotta be patient and have good manners and, you know. He said to him, O uncle, say la ilaha illallah. Say la ilaha illallah. فَيَقُولُ لَهُ أَبُو جَهَلُ وَمَنْ مَعَهُ. But Abu Jahl, the Prophet ﷺ, he was there. But look, the head of kufr and shirk, he was there too, Abu Jahl. And the group with him. Another man was him, alhamdulillah, he accepted Islam later on. And they say to him, أَتَتْرُكُ دِينَ عَبْدَ الْمُطَّلِبِ. Look, qawmiyya. You're going to forsake the religion of Abdul Muttalib? They tell him, come on man, you're going to leave the religion? Meaning, what are the people going to say about you? Even though, look, he was dying, akhi. Look how these people used to be and think. He's dying, but he still don't want the people to say things about him after his death. So whenever the Prophet ﷺ told him, say La ilaha illallah, Abu Jahl and whoever was with him, they say, you're going to leave, forsake the religion of your father, Abdul Muttalib? Until the last statement he says, Huwa ala dini Abdul Muttalib. The last thing he said, he is upon the religion of Abdul Muttalib. Shirk. وَمَاتَ وَلَمْ يَقُلْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَكَانَ مِنْ أَهْلِ النَّارِ مَعَ أَنَّهُ مُؤْمِنٌ بِقَلْبِهِ مُعْتَرِفٌ بِذَلِكِ كما في أشعاره الموجودة بين أيدينا والتي فيها التصريح والإقرار بأن دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم حق وأن دين المشركين باطل. الشيخ صالح الفوزان حمد تعالى says, he died and didn't say La ilaha illallah, and he was with, and he is from the people of the fire. Even though he believed in his heart, he recognized the message of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as it is well displayed in his poetry that we know from them. This one here that we just read to you is a clear, you know, i'tiraf He said it, Ya Ikhwan, that this is the best religion, and that the religion of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is haqq, is true, and that the deen of the mushrikeen batil, and that the religion of the polytheists is false. But he didn't say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Aba an yaqul La ilaha illallah. But he refused to say, La ilaha illallah with his tongue. لماذا؟ لأنه يعرف المعنى، لأن معنى ذلك خلع عبادة الأصنام التي هي دين قومه. This is because he knows if he says لا إله إلا الله that he is freeing himself from the religion and worshipping the idols which was the religion of his people. See, this is another thing. Sheikh Al-Albani رحمه الله تعالى says, it's amazing that the mushrikeen in time of the Prophet ﷺ, they refuse to say La ilaha illallah because they know what it means. They know the definition and the meaning. He says, many people now, they pray La ilaha illallah, but they don't know what it means. They don't know. Look at them, the mushrikeen, they didn't say La ilaha illallah. Why? Because they know that if they say it, they have to leave shirk. He says, now many Muslims claim to be upon Islam, they say La ilaha illallah in the salat, in tashahud, in the adhan, but they fall into shirk. They go to the grave after salat al-asr, oh so and so, give me. I was in Marietta, Masjid Dar al-Athar, Masjid al-Athar, Ahlul al-Athar. When was that? Yesterday? Or 2 days ago, Abdul Jabbar? Friday, after Friday? Friday. And we prayed Maghrib over there. And it was this Indian or Pakistani brother in there, regular brother. And he was so mad and furious about this Indian Sufi guy in India. And he has a lot of YouTube clips, his name Tahir Al-Qadiri or something. He's a very wicked Sufi guy. This guy, he tells his followers, and many followers in India and Pakistan, he tells them, don't worry man, don't pray on me. I get you in the Jannah. It's okay, just follow me, do what I do, it's all on me. And he says that he told them, like, this is a layman brother, and he was so mad because his fitrah is clean. He was mad at this guy. Why? He says, because this guy, he told them in one of his classes, this Sufi, he told them that when he went for Hajj, he managed to hold on to the fence or something of the grave of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because over there, alhamdulillah, the Saudi government, they have guards and they have students of knowledge who prevent the people from, because people do a lot of crazy shirk in there at the grave of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They do shirk. They kiss the things and rub it on them. Some people, they even, because there is little holes in the fence, those who went there, you know it. Some people, they even try to throw, letters, like little airplanes that the kids do, but they have a message to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And they go like this. They waiting for the guard to blink or go here. And they have a couple of them because they know he may not make it through the first time. They load it. They have many of them. They throw one, if it didn't go there, another one. But this Sufi, he's telling his followers, he said to them that he went for Hajj and he hold on over there and said, "Oh, Messenger of Allah, your dog is here. Throw him something." He's a dog now. People still follow him. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
Something like that even we have in Somalia. There was a Sufi called Awais.
Aina.
And he went there, then he made shi'r.
Awais
bin ja'aka mustaghithan famud lahu yadaka al-kirami. بعدين قال صوري عن مد يعني الجد حقه
وسلم. لا حول. Yeah, they're everywhere. They're not just in India or Pakistan. They're in more than one place. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the Muslims from their evil and dalal. Ameen. And this is the same person, one of his YouTubes, he saw that he saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a wakeful state. Not in a dream. So it's amazing, ya akhwan. These people, they refuse to say La ilaha illallah because they know what it means. So Shaykh Fawzan, wa ta'ala, he says, and he mentioned the ayah in Surah Al-Fath, just chapter 48. Naam. Surah Al-Fath, verse 26. I'm not mad at you. اجعل الذين كفروا في قلوبهم الحمية حمية الجاهلية. When those who disbelieve had put in their hearts pride and haughtiness. The pride and haughtiness of the time of ignorance. That's what prevent him. He wants to be Muslim, he wants to accept Islam, but what are they going to say about me? قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله فالإنسان لا يؤثر على الدين الحق شيئا مهما كلفه ذلك ولا يخشى في الله لومة لائم هذا هو الواجب. He says a person should not put forward over the deen of Allah anything, man. Doesn't matter. And he has to act upon the truth and say the truth, doesn't matter. هذا هو الواجب. He says that's what is obligatory upon the people. الحاصل and the Sheikh, he says the summary, and we end with here inshallah ta'ala, because tonight the Iqama is at 7:15, alhamdulillah. Al-Hasil annahu la budda min ijtima' al-Islam fi al-Dhahir wa al-Iman fi al-Qalb. Shaykh says, in summary, that Islam, which means the manifested actions openly, and Iman, which is in the heart, they have to go together. فَإِنْ فَرَدَ أَحَدُهُمَا لَمْ يَكُنْ إِنسَانٌ مُسْلِمًا مُؤْمِنًا وَلَمْ يَكُنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. But if somebody chose only to act upon Islam, which is only to pray this, but the heart no iman, he's not from the people of Jannah. Like the Shaykh says, that's the action of hypocrisy. And if a person just choose to have iman in his heart, but he don't want no action whatsoever, he says he's not a believer and he's not from the people of Jannah neither. وفي هذا الحديث أن أركان الإيمان التي يبنى عليها ستة وأما بقية الأعمال فهي مكملات لهذه الستة أو متممات لها. The Shaykh said in this hadith that the pillars of Iman that Iman is built upon are six. As for there is other things from Iman, they complete these six pillars. These are the main pillars of Iman, but there is other things from Iman. Okay, from Iman, considered from iman as well, they complete these ones. كالصدق في الحديث, from iman, to be truthful when you speak, that's from iman. الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر, commanding good and forbidding evil is from iman, and forbidding evil is from iman. صلة الأرحام, to keep the ties with your relationship with your family members and be kind to them, that's from iman. وغير ذلك من الأعمال التي هي خارج هذه الستة فهي تابعة لها ومكملة لها. And the Shaykh says, these are only some examples, and there is many others, that there are actions and a part of iman, but they are not from these six pillars. But they follow these six pillars, and they complete these six pillars. And then inshallah ta'ala, in the next class, we will go ahead and read to you the explanation of the first pillar. After the Shaykh gives this introduction, inshallah ta'ala, he will go ahead and bring the first pillar, والإيمان بالله, الإيمان بالله. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك, أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت, أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.